Headline: Trump pardons Ross Ulbricht, but Silk Road deputy remains behind bars. Published at 12:17 p.m. UTC on January 22, 2025, Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Bitcoin industry's first major business, the Silk Road, is now free. Donald Trump called his mother Lynn Ulbricht last night to deliver the news that he had signed a full and unconditional presidential pardon of her son, who had been in federal prison since summer 2015. Trump promised to pardon Ulbricht on day one in office. However, as January 20th passed and January 21st drew to a close, doubt began to creep into the number Free Ross community. Impatience grew as Trump spent time signing dozens of non-crypto executive orders and then went off to attend the Commander-in-Chief Ball and the Liberty Ball. Elon Musk tried to quell fears, reiterating the president's promise midday on January 21st, while White House spokespeople didn't respond to requests for comment about the pardon prior to Trump's announcement. The matter dragged on long enough for some ex-users to express skepticism. As of 7 a.m. on January 21st, Polymarket's binary options accepted crypto bets at 92% odds of his pardon. But by 7 p.m., Polymarket had resolved the market to 100% odds as Ulbricht received the pardon. Subheading: Ross Ulbricht receives full unconditional presidential pardon. On the evening of January 21st, Trump used his social media platform, Truth Social, to announce that he had signed Ulbricht's full pardon. Lynn Ulbricht tweeted the news after her phone call with Trump. The action was above and beyond Trump's verbal promise that he made at the Libertarian National Convention and reiterated at Bitcoin 2024. He'd only promised to commute Ulbricht's sentence, a lesser reprieve that would have simply freed him from prison. Ulbricht's full pardon not only terminates his punishment, but also absolves him of federal guilt for his previously convicted actions. During its 2011 to 2013 operation, Silk Road primarily facilitated drug and firearms deals between customers via mail courier delivery. Silk Road customers paid one another using Bitcoin, BTC, to facilitate pseudonymity and chargeback resistance. As compensation, Ulbricht charged a transaction fee on all orders. Prior to its FBI seizure, Ulbricht had amassed over 144,000 BTC. It's unclear how much, if any, of this trove he retains, or whether he has any legal claim to BTC previously seized by the FBI. Subheading: Ulbricht's second-in-command, not pardoned. Roger Thomas Clark, Ulbricht's senior advisor and second-in-command at Silk Road, received a 20-year prison sentence. Clark, who went by the nicknames Variety Jones and Simon, is 63 years old and is still imprisoned in North Carolina. Clark has a release date scheduled for May 21, 2032. He's not received a presidential pardon. Prior to yesterday, Ulbricht had been serving a double life sentence plus 40 years. A presidential pardon was his only possibility to exit Bureau of Prisons custody. In his presidential announcement, Trump echoed a common criticism of Ulbricht's long sentence, calling it ridiculous. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.